So my friend's coming to on Thursday.
For a carnival.
I told you, right? Yeah. Alex.
Wait, this Thursday? Next Thursday.
Next Thursday during carnival,
yeah.
And I'm really excited because I haven't seen him. So I met him in the summer, right?
This summer?
No.
Like the summer before.
The summer before my senior year, and I haven't seen him since then. So.
And he's your best friend.
No, he's one of my best guy friends because I went to an all-girls school.
That's true.
You know, and so we talked to each other online and stuff. Like he would call. He wanted to come visit me in D.C., but like that didn't really work out. Because of my parents and stuff, like I don't know, they're like against meals or something.
Right.
So I'm really excited to see him because I haven't seen him in almost 2 years.
Oh wow!
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Because I met him, like, as a stupid...
You said he's still in high school, right?
He's a junior, yeah.
How is he coming here?
Oh, his dad.
Oh, okay.
Like, he wants to visit the school because he's pretty interested in CMU.
That's why you should stay here.
I don't know how that's going to work out. But he lives in Michigan, and... isn't it really strange?
Aren't you from...
I know, I'm from Northern Virginia. I live near D.C., and, so the summer program was, At this private school called Sidwell, and there's just like a ton of classes you can take, and I think I was taking like some study skills something, and while taking,
how did that work out for you?
It was
in the long run.
It was so stupid. I didn't learn anything.
And how are your study skills now?
Very, very bad, as you can tell. I procrastinate to the max. But
so do I.
Yeah.
As you can tell.
Time management skills, they don't exist. Anyway. Basically, the study skills class was so dumb. There was like 3 kids in it, and but I was doing that because in the morning. But then I would have like SAT class in the afternoon because I took the SATs again in probably November of my senior year. And he was taking like some writing classes and stuff. Apparently, his aunt, I remember now. His aunt lives like near DC. And
okay, so he was visiting.
Well, he stayed there for the whole summer for the summer program.
Okay.
Like, he comes to D.C. a lot. Last summer, he went to this, it was like, this pre-college program at Georgetown, and he loved it. Like, he actually lived in, like, Georgetown dorms and stuff. And, but he's from Michigan. His brother and sister, I think, go to UMich, you know?
University of Michigan.
But I don't think he wants to go there. And, like, this kid is,
so
like...
So he wants to come here?
I think, he's looking at it. He's a really smart kid. He goes to, like, a Catholic all-boys school.
So he's, like, the male version of you.
Not really. He's not as crazy as me.
Are you sure? Because...
I'm sure he's not that crazy. He's, like... And it's so funny because he's Korean, right? But he told me he has, like, maximum, like, 4 Asian friends. Like, he's a super twinkie. He's even more of a twinkie than me. Pretty hard to believe, right?
Okay. Does he speak Korean?
I don't think his Korean's that great. Like, I think he knows some Korean, but he's, like, amazing. He loves music. He's amazing at guitar. He plays electric guitar by ear.
Can he read music?
I think so, too. I think he can read general, like, tabs and stuff. And, like, I think he can actually read some music because he plays, like, a lot of instruments. And, what else? He sort of tried to start a band. Didn't really work out, but... Like, he sends me his music. He loves The Strokes. So, he plays...
I don't know who
they are. Oh, man, they're an awesome band. Like, sort of modern-day rock.
You know how many English bands I know.
Yeah. You really don't listen to English music.
I have some.
I know, but anyway, and so he listens to, like, The Strokes, and he actually, like, he uses this program on his computer where he does drums, and he also does... His own electric guitar. He puts it together, makes the song together. It's all him. Like, it's amazing. Like,
so does he play anything else or just guitar?
Guitar, drums. He has, like, a drum set. I think he plays some keyboard and whatnot. Like, piano and stuff like that. Like, he's so musical.
Kind of like Derek?
Kind of like Derek, but he's so different that, you know, like, I don't know. Derek's from Hong Kong, and he's very sarcastic. Alex can be sarcastic, but... I don't know. No, but wait, why do you think it's weird that I haven't seen him in 2 years and he's like my best friend? That is kind of weird, huh?
Yes, it is.
No, but we talk on AIM all the time.
Okay.
Like, we call each other sometimes. It's because I don't have that many, like, guy friends, right? Because I went to an all-girls school.
You do here, though, don't you?
Here I do, but close guy friends, I don't have that many, I think.
Like how many?
Like, most of my friends here that are really close to me are girls. Because they're, like, girls on my floor, girls from,
like
our...
Croatia,
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. You know, I'm not, like, best friends with, like, Bo or, like, Boston.
Oh, you don't
like, you know?
Bo.
I know, but, like, I try to be nice to him.
But, like, yeah.
We're not best friends. No way.
No, but, I mean, you're pretty close, aren't you?
I still don't think we're that close. Like, I... He's kind of guarded, so I don't know that much about him.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Like, we're pretty good friends, I'd say. But, like... And I used to be really good friends with, Leon. Then we had, like, falling out.
Who?
You probably don't know him. He's a freshman, bio major from, like, Boston area.
Nope.
Yeah. We spend way too much time together, and... I thought he was a nice guy until I kind of got to know him. He became very, very annoying and super anal about grades, and we had a stupid fight about it. Like, we had a falling out,
yeah.
Basically. And so I don't really talk to
him anymore.
You don't
really see him anymore?
He's in my chem class. That's about it this semester. But I really don't talk to him anymore. But then I started hanging out with Eric Kane a lot. You know Eric? Okay. He's the IM coordinator for ASA.
Okay.
He's also a freshman chem major.
I don't really know that many ASA people.
It's so funny how I know him, because I didn't meet him during orientation, but the thing is, like, we found out that one of my Korean friends from Madeira used to go out with him. How crazy is that? And she's, like, a sophomore. It's really funny. She's, like, 20. She's, like, 18. But anyway, the funny thing is that she didn't know. Like she didn't even know how old he was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like Teresa and Bo.
At least they know how old they are, though.
Oh, that's true.
She kind of went out with him for, like... It was, like, a very short fling, and basically, no offense to him, but she kind of used him to get back with this other guy. Yeah. Ricardo, so...
Ricardo...
You don't know him. They met...
Did I know Ricardo here?
Oh, no. They met at each other at Brown Pre-College.
Oh, okay.
At, like, Brown University. And, yeah, so they had some drama, but she's actually... Yeah, she's a sophomore here, actually. It's so funny, and then, yeah, her ex-boyfriend is a freshman here, too. Yeah. But now, like, I don't really, like, see him anymore, and, like, no, and then he got annoying, too. I don't know what it is. Dude, maybe I get sick of people easily, or...
Am I annoying?
No. See, I usually don't get sick of people that easily, but I guess I get, I get bored fast. I have, like, ADD.
Yes, you have a short attention span.
That's true, but... When it comes to, like, close friends, usually I keep them, close to me, but there's just something... I think I'm finding more and more that the closer I get to, like, these guys, the more annoying they become. Or I find their true personality, or, like, I really get to know them, and then they become really annoying or something.
That's
it's really weird.
People. Like, when I first met Andy, I thought he was a really nice guy and everything. And
yeah.
Now, like, I mean, I still think he's a good guy, but every so often...
See, like, Eric, I still think he's a nice guy. He gets annoying because he's kind of like Chang. He talks a lot about nothingness, like, literal nothingness. And like, recently, he's been, like, apparently he's the brother of AKSI, and then he's so, like, secretive about it, even though I can see the pin that he's wearing all the time. And he tends to be very secretive about things now. It's very strange to me. Like, I never thought of him as a super secretive person, but, like, he's the one who has all this, like, Korean drama on his, computer, and he would show me, like, my sassy girl. Like, we would watch it with someone
across. Yeah, another guy that watches Korean drama.
Yeah.
That makes, like, three.
He watches, like, Chinese, Korean dramas, everything. Japanese, too, maybe. And, I don't know, like, the girls on Sixth Floor, and then him, and then me, we would all watch movies together. But now, well, maybe it's, like, we all don't have time anymore, but still, like, I used to eat lunch with him, like, all the time, and, like, it's just weird now. You know, it's not weird, like, we're still friends, but he became very secretive and kind of annoying in that sense, like, because, like, it's annoying that he doesn't, like, tell me things, or he'll be, like, a compulsive liar, you know, like,
right.
I can't stand it anymore, so, I don't know what's wrong with me, so.
Why do you think there's something wrong with you?
No, what's wrong with me and, like, not having close guy friends, because, no, I mean... For example, Alex is, I really consider him one of my closest guy friends.
Who?
Alex.
Oh, your friend.
My friend
yeah.
is coming here.
I think, for a second, I thought you meant Alex's roommate. I was like,
No.
Really?
Next Thursday, Alex is coming.
Yeah.
I'm like, but the thing is, yeah, I haven't seen him in like 2 years.
Like, how are you with the rest of the ARC board guys? Like, Oscar or Alan or...
We're not close. We're not that close, that's the thing. Like, we're just friends. I don't consider us really close friends. But so Hakeem, right? He was like...
Who?
You don't know him. Okay, I'm sorry, you don't know him. I met him the summer after 8th grade. At a... Yeah, have you heard of Johns Hopkins, like, CTY program?
No.
It's like nerd...
Center for Talented Youth.
Center for Talented Youth. It's sort of a nerd summer program. I went to that at Hood College in Maryland, I think. Summer after 8th grade, I met Hakeem. We've been friends since then. Like, he's one of the few people I kept in contact with from summer. So he's also one of my best guy friends. He's a freshman at Dartmouth. Really, really smart. But, like, in high school, like, he would come over to, like, see my place and stuff. Mom, I wasn't in the place, but, like, my friends would. Yeah. We would just, like, see the place together.